This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Your Purpose-Centered Life on the Personal Life Media Network. My name is Eric Mazel, and I'd like to invite you to spend some time with me today exploring the vital subject of meaning. I want to teach you how to fill your life with meaning and how to avoid meaning crises and the problems that flow from them, like chronic anxiety and depression. Each week we'll explore an important aspect of this territory. We start each week from the following vantage point that you can take charge of the meaning in your life. You can decide where you want to make your meaning investments. You can decide what values you want to uphold. And you can decide how you want to manifest your potential. All of this is within your grasp. On this program, you'll learn how to lead the life you've always intended leading. In order to make sense of your life and take charge of your life, you need to get in the habit of quickly appraising situations rather than defensively reacting to situations. Hello, everybody. Today is the third episode in a series called Handling Toxic Criticism. In this series, we look at the terrible toll that criticism takes, how it interferes with your ability to live your life purpose, and what you can do to reduce the effects of criticism in your life. Today's episode is called The Appraisal Key. Let's begin. In order to make sense of your life and take charge of your life, you need to get in the habit of quickly appraising situations rather than defensively reacting to situations. The kind of instant appraisal required is of the following sort. You want to decide in the blink of an eye if a comment is existentially worth bothering with. That is, if it falls into a category that you deem meaningful. If it does, you next want to decide if the comment is objectively true or objectively false. Next, you want to decide, irrespective of whether it is true or false, whether it rises to a level of importance such that it is worth considering. In this way, you train yourself to dismiss comments, whether true or false, that are not existentially important, or that are existentially important, but just not that important. Take the following scenario. You work from home. Your husband works at an office. Because you work from home, your business tends to sprawl throughout the house, creating a bit of a mess. Well, maybe more than a bit. This doesn't bother you. You straighten up on the weekend and all is well. But every weekday evening when your husband comes home, he exclaims, "What a mess!" and then goes about his routine, checking the mail, changing his clothes, and so on. Obviously that "what a mess" is not a friendly greeting on the order of, "I'm home, dear." It is a criticism. But even though it is a criticism, it is only worth addressing if it is worth addressing. This is what you want to appraise. Your appraisal might take the following form and last not even a second. You might say to yourself, "My business is going beautifully, and yes, it does create a bit of a mess, but if I stopped to straighten every day, I would get infinitely less work done, so I have no intention of doing that. It would be nice if Jeff were less of a jerk and would stop making that "what a mess" comment every day, but I am not interested in fighting with Jeff, educating Jeff, or changing Jeff, so I choose to let him off the hook and me off the hook and act as if he sneezed rather than he spoke." This analysis takes a lot of words to say, but virtually no time in the mind. You decide that this is a matter of existential importance, connecting both to your work life and your relationship life, and that therefore you must consider it at least a little bit. You do consider it a little bit, and you decide that while it is objectively fair criticism in one sense, that a mess does exist, it is unfair in several other senses, that this is your workspace as well as your living space, that the mess does get tidied every weekend, and so on. Most importantly, you decide that it simply doesn't rise to the level of worth considering. This complete appraisal, which takes microseconds or seconds at most, allows you to label Jeff's daily comment as nothing more than a grunt or a belch. Of course, you may decide that Jeff's comment needs addressing. In that case, you would make use of the strategies we'll discuss as we proceed. When you appraise, you hold yourself ready for two possible outcomes: that the situation is of no concern to you, and that dismissal and detachment are the keys, or that the situation is of some moment and should be addressed. Insofar as you have made real sense of the first key and refused to be deflected from your meaning-making path by idle comments, and real sense of the third key, and adopt an attitude so sunny, phlegmatic, and philosophical that the world's darts do not find in you a dartboard, the more likely you will be to appraise most critical comments and situations as simply not being worth your attention. Whether the criticism you receive is expected, like a work evaluation you are dreading, or completely unexpected, say from a stranger on the street, in addition to your existential and attitudinal armor, you want to be able to instantly make certain decisions. You can only make these instant decisions if you have trained yourself to appraise such situations rather than react to them reflexively and defensively. You do not want your doctor to react in horror at the sight of your wound. You want him to know how to stop the bleeding. Similarly, you do not want to react emotionally when criticism hits. You want to understand what is going on and consciously decide how you intend to respond. That ends today's show. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll tune in next week for another episode of Your Purpose-Centered Life. If you subscribe to Your Purpose-Centered Life, you won't miss a single episode. To subscribe, please visit personallifemedia.com or look for Your Purpose-Centered Life in iTunes. You might also want to visit my blog, where many guest correspondents write about issues of interest in the secular humanist, skeptical, free-thinking, existential, and atheist traditions. My blog is available at the personallifemedia.com website. If you'd like to drop me an email, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is eric@personallifemedia.com. And I hope that you'll visit my website to learn more about my books and services, including my annual Taos workshops. To visit, please head over to ericmaisel.com. That's ericmaisel.com. Thank you for listening.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.